Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything that could drive a sane person stark raving mad. It could be about sports, music, weather, the bus, the train, crackheads, umbrellas in the rain, but this is some shit that this shit literally just happened. I mean, not even 2 hours ago. And I had to actually reach out. I had to reach out to my mom, and I reached out to Hazmat because I was unsure of if I just got played by a 10-year-old kid in the hood. And this is some shit. So because I need to help people, because I always feel like if somebody is struggling and nobody, why is nobody else getting the fuck up but me? Why am I the only motherfucker that feels like I need to help every motherfucking body? And nobody else got up. Everybody else is fine sitting there sipping on their sangria, finishing their coffee, eating their sandwich, waiting for the bus, waiting for the light to change the cross street. Nobody turned to help this kid. Nobody. So I'm sitting there looking. I have the dog and we're sitting there enjoying the weather, enjoying our coffee. And I'm watching this kid and I'm like, damn, this kid is not going to make it 2 blocks with both of these bicycles because it's hard to walk 2 bikes with you in the middle and you got to balance the bikes. And this kid was small. He was maybe like, I don't know, 10 years old. He was struggling. The bikes came crashing down. He couldn't adjust himself to pick the bikes up and like deal with the weight. And they were 2 different sized bikes. And one was like a BMX dirt bike. And the other one was like a little starter bike. And I'm like, shit, I got to go walk home that way anyway. It's getting dark. I could get the dog home. Let me help this kid. Because no other motherfucker was moving to help this kid. They'd rather watch him stand there with 2 bikes on the ground, struggling to park one against the wall, to pick one up, to come back. He was never going to make it. Not only that, but you think these things, it's the summer. It's the spring. It's the summer. God, I wish it was summer. It's the spring in the hood, and you never know. People get jacked for a lot less. And I'm like, dude, someone's going to see this kid struggling with 2 bikes, and he's going to be left with 0 bikes if he thinks he's going to make it all the way wherever he has to go. So now I'm thinking, I could help the kid get these bikes back to where he needs to be so he doesn't get jumped for his bikes and, you know, maybe even worse, and I don't fucking know. And here I go, putting on my fucking superhero cape and, saving the motherfucking world 1 kid at a time. I don't know what my problem is, honestly. I cannot mind my own motherfucking business to save my own damn life. Nobody else felt the need to help this kid but me. So here we go. And I get up and I'm starting to help. And this is, I have the whole story. You will hear the whole story because I retell the entire story twice. Once to my mom and once to Hazmat because I need to know if this little motherfucker played me to get him and his bike that he told me was his friend's back to the barbershop where he told me that his friend was. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, why would I not have? Let me help this kid. It's right on the way. It's a block away. I got to go that way anyway. I'm going to help because that's what good people do. They help people that need help, especially kids. Who doesn't help a fucking kid? Who doesn't help a kid? Who doesn't help an old person? Who doesn't help any motherfucker that needs help? Okay, so for help, I reached out to Hazmat. Hazmat has been to Amrita. Hazmat has seen shit unfold. She has been part of the drama. She was there when the crackhead threw the potted plant in my face, although she was under the table, which probably made her the smarter one because she was not the one covered head to toe in potting soil. Nonetheless, and irregardless, she understands how shit plays out when I'm involved and either start running my mouth or offer to help people. So who better to ask for their insight, their level-headed perspective on a situation that unfolded that could only be described as just another fucking day in Randy's life in the hood. So I'm gonna let this play out and then I'm gonna come back and we're gonna finish this up because I'm still pissed that I could have potentially been played by a 10-year-old kid, and I still believe that this 10-year-old's thought process was not as complex as, hey, let me get over on this chick who's gonna help me walk this stolen bike home. He was literally just needed help. And I think as a 10-year-old kid, you just accept help from someone who's offering to give it to you when you're fucking struggling. So, all right, here I go again. All right, with that, all right, enough. Let's listen to what actually happened so that you guys could fucking understand why I'm so fucking insane right now. Here we go. I need your.
Lou just said, are you coming over?
Come pick me up. I'll come hang out. It's not a long trip. Listen. So I gotta tell you, okay, so you gotta help me out on this story because I don't know, now I'm embroiled in did I just help, am I now an accomplice to a crime?
Oh, maybe.
So I'm sitting at the coffee shop. Does Lou wanna come pick me up, for real?
He's in the middle of making dinner, otherwise he would come and pick
me up. All right, next time. All right, so this will suffice for now.
I would like him to come and get you though, so Kircher can come over.
Dude, he's got a fresh haircut.
It's so cute.
Oh, maybe we could have done it tomorrow. All right, listen, we'll figure out the logistics later. Okay, so this is the deal. So I'm sitting at Amrita. The chairs are out, right? It's gorgeous outside. I haven't finished my coffee.
Yeah, it's so nice out.
Just sitting around with people, right? So I see this little kid at the bike shop with two bikes. He's trying to wheel like two bikes together with himself in the middle. Yeah. He's got to be like 10 years old, like tiny. I'm looking at this kid going, he's never going to make it. He gets to the corner of 110. The bikes go crashing down. He tries to pick them both up, and he's like struggling to like hold one and then get the other one and bring them together. And I'm like, why is nobody going to help this kid?
Oh, thanks.
So nobody's going to help this kid. So I'm finished with my coffee. Everybody that's petting Kircher was like, listen, hold the dog. Let me go see if I can help him. Strangers are now holding Kircher. I go to the corner. I ask the kid, I said, dude, are you trying to wheel these home by yourself? Because you're not going to make it. You couldn't even make it half a block. He's like, yeah, I got to go to 116th in the barbershop. I'm like, 116th in the barbershop? You think you're going to make it six blocks in an avenue? You need help? He's like, yeah, I need help. I said, hold on, I'll help you. So I go back. I say goodbye to everybody at the coffee shop. I get Kircher. I grab one of the bikes with the kid. I never even met this kid a day in my life. We're walking down the block. Meanwhile, I didn't know that the chain on the bike that I was pushing was now dragging on the sidewalk. Some dude comes running up behind me like, yo, miss, let me help you with that bike. And I'm like, oh, you want to take over from here? I'm like, thanks. That's Kircher's pulling to pee on trees. He poops. I got to pick up the poop. The kid is riding five blocks ahead of me. I'm like pushing this bike. I don't even know where the fuck I'm going. I'm like, this is not even the guy was nice enough, stopped, fixed both the chains on the bikes that the kid just took from the bike shop.
Okay.
I'm like, thank you so much. That's good karma. Pay it forward. Everybody's trying to help get this kid and his two bikes home. We're walking down the block, and now he's like popping wheelies, jumping on the curb. He's like riding up steps. I'm like, dude, can we just get to where we gotta go? And like, I could drop you and your bike off and like take my dog home.
Yeah.
He finds a basketball in it by one of the trees. Look around, and a woman was sitting in like a minivan. I'm like, roll down your window. I do like the universal hand sign for roll your window down. And I'm like, is this your basketball? She looks at me like I'm fucking crazy. She's like, no. So I say to the kid, finders keepers. So we go on, me and this woman. She's like, yeah, finders keepers.
You and this kid are just going back to back just stealing things.
Okay, clearly we're not stealing. There was no one else around. Even the woman in the car was like, finders keepers. So I'm like, okay, finders keepers. She's like, yeah, finders keepers. That's still good. So now we're having a conversation about how finders keepers is like timeless. No matter how old you are, finders keepers still plays no matter what. You find it.
You always find an adventure.
You always find it. It's no one's around. They lost it. It's yours. That's how it goes. I think that's universal, like anywhere on the planet. I think that's pretty much how it is. So now this kid who can't push two bikes carry a basketball on his bike. So now the ball rolls and we get to like right in front of the church. There's a cop talking to some guy. His truck is parked on the sidewalk. The ball gets away from him, bounces, like rolls gently into the cop car and rest between the cop's tire and the curb. I like walk to the corner. Now I'm like, go get the ball, dude, and like, let's go. So he goes to get the ball. I'm not really looking. He's get the ball. It's not like he's running into the middle of the street playing in traffic. The ball's right on the curb. Some motherfuckers, like this woman, turns around holding two bags from Whole Foods. She's like, yo, miss, you want to watch your kid?
That's not mine.
I looked at this woman. I said, first of all, he's not my kid. I'm trying to help him get home. I don't even know who he is. She's like, but you're still watching him. You need to pay him some mind. I said, well, you need to pay me. You want to put your Whole Foods bag down and help me out and help me get this kid to where we need to go? You want to offer so much parental advice? She was like, kept walking. I said, well, I guess that's a no. And she turned back around. I get to the barbershop. Dudes everywhere. You know how the barbershop gets in the hood. There's like,
it's hanging out.
Everybody's hanging out. Thank God I see this one kid I know from the PAL from like 20 years ago. And I'm like, do you know this kid? He said, yeah. I said, did he steal this bike? Every dude standing outside the barbershop was like, yo, he stole that bike. I said, I looked right at the kid. I said, Muhammad, did you steal that bike? He said, no. He ran inside to the barbershop. Every guy was like, yo, miss, you're an accomplice.
Definitely stole that bike.
He's like, you're an accomplice now. I said, listen, you have never seen me. I'm wiping down the bike. I'm taking my dog and going home. Said, let me find out. I helped this kid. Now, who would you believe? Now, all right, so I'm going to ask you, this is the question. Did the kid, whose word do you take? 20 grown-ass men standing outside the barbershop or the one kid that says, no, I didn't steal the bike? Come on, Hazmat.
I mean, weren't there a ton of people outside the bike shop? How would he manage to just walk away with that bike?
No, they're not saying people. They're not saying that he stole it from the bike shop. They're saying that he
stole it off the street
and brought it to the bike shop to get fixed.
Well, listen, it's too late then. He'd already stolen it. So what were you going to do about it? You have no idea where he stole it from.
Well, no, my question is, regardless, like, my
it's
question
too late.
Is,
he was going to steal it without your help or with it.
But you don't think that that was his friend's bike that he was getting from the bike shop? You think that the little kid stole the bike?
Yeah, he probably stole it.
Oh, my God. Really?
It doesn't matter. He was going to steal it anyway.
But the fact that I helped a thief bring a stolen bike back home?
Listen, he would have gotten there without you.
I don't think so. It would have took him 3 days.
We're going to try to make a living.
Hold on. Hold on. The kid's mad. He wants to see what's going on.
Listen.
Randy.
What do I got to do now to repent for that? I can't believe I helped a thief.
You know, sometimes people have good reasons for stealing things.
Hi, baby lips. Hi, baby. What's up, Shmoozhe?
I still think you did a good deed.
I did a good deed. I helped a criminal. How is that good? He's a 10-year-old criminal. I really wanted not to believe all these adults saying that this little kid stole that bike.
Well, they didn't seem to care about it.
They were yelling it. They were like, yo, go return that bike.
To where?
I don't know, dude. I was upset that I literally just helped this kid push this bike all the way to the barbershop and then to find out only that it's stolen merchandise. I have to go find, because you know the guys at the bike shop always try to help these kids out. They fix their bike for nothing. They teach them how to fix things.
Yeah, I would talk to the bike shop. Maybe they know.
And now I'm an accomplice to a crime.
No. Listen, more important than the bike, maybe you're the only person who's done something really nice for this kid, and that's why he's walking around stealing bikes. Maybe he won't do it anymore.
Maybe he's like, yo, that stupid lady helped me wheel this bike all the way home. That's why nobody else got up to help me. They're like, look at this idiot. Look at this dummy.
He's trying to walk with two bikes, and Randy's like, let me help you with that.
Let me help you. I'm sweating my ass off.
How old was this kid?
Like, maybe 10? He was little.
He probably shouldn't be walking around by himself anyway.
Yeah, but you know,
he's always the brains of the operation. You gotta watch out for little.
So probably nobody cares about this kid. They let him wander the streets by himself. You kept him company. I
You're
think
an
that's
accessory
nice.
Now. It's all over.
Do you know any good attorneys?
Yes, we do.
I have angry attorneys. I don't know if they're good.
The one who got me out of my ticket.
All right. I can't believe you agree with my mom and think that he's the criminal.
Oh, your mom thinks he's the
criminal? My mom yelled. My mom was like, great, you helped a kid commit a crime.
Why do you think he was stealing a bike?
I don't. Well, first of all, it's like, why would he? I mean, I guess he rode to the bike shop because he didn't want to walk. And then he probably thought he could get both bikes back. First of all, the bike was mad junky. It was not like he stole, like, a brand... Stole. Now I'm even saying it.
So maybe somebody gave it to him.
That, I don't know. I just was like...
Mess. Why would you steal a junky bike?
You did a good deed.
Listen, I felt bad for the kid. There was no way. He couldn't even make it to the corner. There was no way he was making it. It would have took him 3 days. It would have been like a pilgrimage. He wouldn't have been able to make it.
So you never did ask him, though, why he had two bikes.
He said, I said, of course I did.
His brother's bike or his friend's
he
bike?
He said it was his friend's bike. He's no dummy. Dude, these kids are not stupid. He said it was his friend's bike, and then he was fixing it first. And I said, damn, you got a good, you're a good friend, dude. You went to pick up your friend's bike from the bike shop, and
well,
you didn't make your...
You're to get your bike stolen. You learned a lesson, and it's a cheap one.
I
got my bike stolen when I was a kid like 3 times.
I can't believe that I got. I hope I didn't get played by a 10-year-old kid. Like that's ridiculous.
Well, maybe that kid will get a new bike that's better.
The one that got
somebody stole his crap bike.
All right, so now we're okay. So now I'm 0 for 2. Two people believe that the kid stole the bike. I still want to believe that that he just went to do a good deed for his friend.
It's a nice thought.
Then keep believing that. I don't mean that
said that the other dude even stopped to help him with the chain. He told him how to, like, move the chain back so the gearing, so the chain would fit. Yo, everybody, like...
So then you're not the only one who fell for it. They
well, clearly.
Randy, I'm going to tell you a story. When Aaron and I were in D.C., a homeless guy was waiting at me. He just got me. I don't know why. So I went over to the homeless guy. I'm like, what do you need, man? What's your day look like? He's like, my day's doing poorly, but... I just want to get some flowers for my girl. Help me out, buy some flowers for my girl.
Total bullshit. No way.
It was like $3. I walked him into Stop and Shop. I got him a bunch of flowers. He's like, thank you. I'm like, keep your head up. Go get them. Aaron's like, you just got played for 20. I'm like, whatever. He got flowers now. How did I get played? I felt good about it. I'm sure he definitely did whatever he had to do. Like, illegal bullshit.
Like, he sold the flowers off for some crack or something?
Yeah, for sure he did.
That's like what the guy did with my jacket. It's the same difference.
Whatever. I can afford $3 to make myself feel good for the day. I don't care what
he wanted to do it. So it's all about your intention. It doesn't matter what ultimately happened. Like,
people give thousands of dollars so priests can diddle kids. They feel good about it. I'm just saying.
That turned quickly. That turned very dark very quickly.
It always does.
That's how he rolls. What can we say?
All right.
Thank goodness he can't understand what Dad's saying.
All right. So we'll just leave it at the fact that I did a good deed. I walked a kid 6 blocks with a stolen bicycle and... If somebody comes and knocks on the door and you don't hear from me for a couple of days, just come take care of Kircher.
You stole some half-broke bike. I don't think you're going to go to jail.
All right.
But Kircher's welcome anytime.
All right. So there you have it. There you have the insight from Hazmat, who basically, and Lewis, who basically were like, okay, so maybe you did just get played by a 10-year-old kid with a stolen bike, but your intentions were in the right place and your heart was in the right place and you wanted to do the right thing and you wanted to help this kid out. So fuck what everybody else says and you do you and you keep helping people and you keep getting played. And as long as you're good with it, then it's okay. Same way he told the story about the flowers. Like, people are going to try to always get over. Every motherfucker is going to try to get over. Not everybody. But a lot of motherfuckers are going to try to get over. And, you know, that's unfortunate. But if in getting over, if they think they're getting over, but you think that you are doing a good thing, and as long as they're not hurting anybody else, and I guess by, I hope that whoever this bike belongs to was not hurt in the process of this kid getting it. I really want to truly fucking believe that this kid did not steal this bike. And then took it to the bike shop, got it fixed. I mean, he was smart enough to take it to the bike shop and know that Larry was going to hook him up and fix the bike for nothing or teach the kid how to fix the bike, because that's what Larry does, because that's what good people do. They try to teach kids and they try to help kids and they try to make the world a better place by doing what little things they can do. And then everyone ends up getting played in the end. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Like, can't people just do good things for people that, you know, need some motherfucking help? Like, why would I? Immediately, my mom was like, the kid stole the bike. Immediately. Without even hearing the rest of the story, she was like, he stole the bike. I was like, come on, I will play the clips so that you believe me. You want me to play the clips? Here are the clips of my mom within 2 seconds of me telling the story that he stole the bike.
Why did he get his bike? Did you ask him?
Well, no, Mom, I didn't ask him. I thought maybe he rode to... What am I... He was a little kid, like, struggling with 2 bikes. I'm going to ask him, like, where did you get the other bike? It was...
So he stole the bike.
Mom, I don't know if he stole the bike. All I'm saying is I went to help the kid because there was no way he was going to make it 6 blocks with both bikes. That's what happens when you try to do something nice. Everybody else sat there and watched that kid struggle on the corner, watched the bikes fall to the ground, and nobody got up to help him but me.
Because they knew he stole the bike.
Oh, come on. Nobody knew he stole the bike.
Just let it go.
No, I can't let that shit go.
You don't go back. They'll kill you.
I'm not sure what's funnier or more sad. The fact that my mom thinks, like, what is she, like, fucking Kreskin? Like, Miss Cleo, that she thinks that everybody there... didn't help this poor kid because they all thought that he stole the bike, or that my mom thinks that if I go back there that someone's going to kill me. I helped the kid. It's really, I don't know. I think I can listen to my mom saying that, like, on loop for, like, eternity, and it will forever crack me up. Who thinks that? Who fucking thinks that? Who thinks that a kid pushing 2 bikes? I thought the kid was just trying to, like, get his other bike. She's like, everybody else thought that he stole the bike. First of all, that's a terrible fucking assumption. That is horrible. And I didn't think that. I just thought the kid needed help. That's the difference between me and my mom. My mom wouldn't help the kid. I would help the kid. I clearly helped the kid. But everybody else sitting there, like, I wish my mom could, like, predict the next Powerball, the winning Powerball ticket, and where I need to go to buy that. Because clearly she knows how everybody else thinks. Oh, my God. Whew. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm just going to let this one breathe. I'm going to resign myself to the fact that I know that I helped this kid. And whether or not he stole the bike, he's going to have to sort out with the whoever he stole the bike from, or whoever he has to give the bike back to, or whoever doesn't get the bike back. And that sort of shit has a way of playing itself out. And if the kid sees him on the bike, they'll figure it all out. Hopefully it will end well. And maybe really, I want to believe that it really is his bike or his friend's bike, or even though his friend wasn't at the barbershop, I don't fucking know. All I know is that I would never let a kid struggle. Apparently my mom would just keep going and let the kid struggle. I don't know how my mom raised three kids. I can't. You help kids, dude. Who doesn't help a kid? But I guess that's why my mom left us, like, under the clothing racks in you know, the department store, and tried to, you know, leave us behind and when we were misbehaving. But those were different times. And oh my God, how do you wrestle with the fact that your mom automatically thinks the kid stole the bikes? That's really going to drive me nuts. I mean, my mom, you would think your mom would be like, you know, you tried to do the right thing, leave it alone. But instead she's like, do not go back outside. They will kill you. I mean, what planet does she live on? No one's killing anybody. I tried to help the kid get his bike home. I hope the kid is thankful, and I hope the kid realizes one day that somebody, you know, like Hazmat said, did something nice for him. And I got to resolve myself to the fact that my mom thinks that everybody immediately jumps to the conclusion that this little kid did the wrong thing. Oh, my God. Now do you see why people need fucking therapy? Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, listen, thank you all for listening. Let me know what you think. You can find me at my new Twitter handle, because my other account has been suspended for a whole nother reason. That's a whole nother rant. But hit me up at Wicked Sick Poet. All one word, Wicked Sick Poet. You could still find me on the Instagram at Doodleheads. And I'm going to go call my mom back and sort this shit out, because she can't think that people just, you know, assume everybody does the wrong thing. All right, listen, let me know. Let me know what you think. Let me know, you know, I don't know. Just let me fucking know, because this is really going to drive me crazy. Oh, man, what a way to kick off spring. Whew. All right, well, I can't with this shit. All right, I'm gonna just, you know, Om Shanti. I'm going to breathe in, breathe out. Let it ride. I'm going to just leave this one alone. Thank you. Listen, thanks for listening. Pass this one on. Sharing is caring. All of that good stuff. Go out. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the sunshine. And help people out. Do the right thing. Do what you feel is right. And make sure you feel good about what you're doing. Whether or not you get blamed. I guess. I mean, eventually that good karma will come back, and just keep paying it forward, because the alternative is not good. All right, so peace and hair grease. We'll be back sooner rather than later. We out.